the Devil's Advocate. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Post-Truth Tuesday edition. And I brought up marijuana revenues in the state of Arizona. Obviously, here in Wisconsin, we live in a prohibitionist Republican stranglehold where, you know, liquor's quicker. But marijuana, which has never killed anybody, is completely illegal for medical and recreational reasons. And I was going to point out, Republicans used to have a reputation as sort of the tax-cutting party, the party of big business. You know, they were there for your money. And, you know, if they happen to win an election, just make sure you gave them some donations, right? It was sort of a symbiotic cycle. Big business gave money to Republicans, and Republicans stroked big business. But somewhere it all went, you know, ajar. And cultural wedge issues, you know, like taking Mickey Mouse on, let's say, in the state of Florida by Ron DeSantis. And our good buddy, Fancy Brian Kelly, he's down at the happiest place on earth. He's down in Orlando. He's down at Disney. He's got the kid. Apparently a few less MAGA people to wait in line behind. So hopefully he's getting on all the rides. But I thought I was turning there next. I thought, you know, that'd be a nice pivot. You know, Republicans not doing the will of the people, because if they were, they'd legalize marijuana. We'd have all this new tax revenue. You could probably cut other taxes. But Republicans stopped governing predicated on actual math and empirical evidence a long time ago. That's, you know, kind of why it's the theme of this big show. But here's where I feel it's necessary to turn, because there's new reporting, New York Times. I'm going to bring you the abridged version from the raw story. There's new leaked audio from Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy. And McCarthy, in this newly reported audio from the New York Times, apparently singled out Republican caucus leaders, or at least caucus members, guys like Mo Brooks and Matt Gaetz, for endangering the security of lawmakers. I feel like this is an interesting headline, and you deserve to hear more. So I'm going to share. Two Republicans in Congress were identified by House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy as creating a security threat for other lawmakers with their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Apparently, behind closed doors, Kevin McCarthy, quite brave. Here is the quote. Don't forget, there is a new book out. It's called This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. Anyways, New York Times, new reporting. Here's the quote they have. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, feared in the aftermath of the January 6th attack that several far-right members of Congress would incite violence against other lawmakers. Did you catch that? He didn't trust his own caucus not to incite violence against other House members. Identifying several by name as security risks in private conversation with party leaders. This, according to Alexander Burns and Jonathan Martin, and reported by the New York Times. McCarthy's remarks represent one of the starkest acknowledgments from a Republican leader that the party's rank-and-file lawmakers played a role in stoking violence on January 6, 2021, and they posed a threat in the days after the Capitol attack. The threat of violence didn't end just because, you know, they eventually got around to casting the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. Now, earlier this week, I believe it was, maybe it was Friday. No, it was yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she gave testimony on Friday. And there is an effort afoot in Georgia to keep her off the ballot, right? We told you about that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, using the U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment thereof, trying to hold her accountable as a insurrectionist that should not qualify to be on the congressional ballot once again. And then we found out new text messages that we found out about yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene, 11 days after the January 6th, despite the perjurious evidence or testimony she gave on Friday, saying, oh, I don't remember if I ever discussed martial law with the former president. Well, she certainly did with his chief of staff. Didn't know how to spell it, but certainly knew she was for it. On January 17th, I wonder if that's who Kevin McCarthy meant you know, perhaps stoking violence against other lawmakers. The two co-authors of the forthcoming book, again, it's called This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. Excerpts of the book have provided bombshell details on Trump's coup attempt, and the two can back up their reporting with audio recordings. Lordy, there's tapes. In a phone call with other Republicans, this is quoted, leaders on January 10th, again, after the January 6th, McCarthy referred chiefly to two representatives, Matt Gaetz of Florida and Mo Brooks of Alabama, as endangering the security of other lawmakers in the Capitol complex. But he and other allies discussed several other representatives who made comments they saw as offensive or dangerous. They included Lauren Boebert of Colorado and Barry Moore of Alabama, the two reported. Mr. Brooks and Mr. Gaetz were the prime offenders in the eyes of GOP leaders. And the two also report Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the House GOP whip, worried Gaetz was breaking the law. It's potentially illegal what he's doing, Scalise said. You think a coup against the U.S. government directed at the vice president of the United States? You think that's illegal? Because you know what? The White House counsel, the president was being told that real time. I'm talking about the former, you know, the one that didn't want to leave. So that is the newest coming out at the New York Times. Kevin McCarthy specifically named names of his own caucus. Named names. Reportedly. Now, he'll deny it, right? Do you think he'll deny? Do you think he'll bother making a public denouncement? I never said that. And when are you dropping the tapes of me saying precisely that? I did hear Kevin McCarthy defending himself, you know. Earlier, he said, well, I never asked the president to resign, talking about Trump, of course, for his actions on January 6th. And then, you know, the authors of the book, what are they, Martin and the other, Alexander Burns? Well, less than 24 hours later, they went on Rachel Maddow's show and they dropped the very tape of, you know, Kevin McCarthy doing just that. Only that's not the way he's characterizing it, you know, in retrospect. He's saying, well, I never actually carried through on what I told the party caucus I was going to do. I still never encouraged Donald Trump to resign. You know, because I don't have the courage to actually say it to the man's face. But the newest new, captured amongst the Kevin McCarthy, or pardon me, well, the Mark Meadows emails received from Kevin McCarthy and other reporting from this new book. Again, it's called This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future, includes specific naming of names by Kevin McCarthy, the Republican minority leader, talked about, you know, specific caucus members like Matt Gaetz and Mo Brooks that were a danger to other House members. Maybe from their own party, maybe Democrats. I'm thinking Nancy Pelosi wasn't feeling very safe. Come back with us. We'll get you home safe all the way through the drive time, the happier happy hour. It's going to start right now. My little buddy Dominic joins us next. Come back. I know you will.
This is dangerous, son. You got to know how to handle it.